All right, so I don't know if I really got a rant. I just got a something food for thought. I had a friend of mine call me up, and she was going through a couple things. And she said that she always feels like she's being punished for decisions that she makes. Or not necessarily decisions, but she keeps going through the same sort of predicament over and over. And I just want to know, let people know, anybody that's going through this situation, it's really not, I wouldn't look at it as a punishment from the God, the cosmos. Apparently, to me, my understanding is that you haven't learned your lesson. You know, they have a saying where they say, those who don't learn about history are doomed to repeat it. And apparently, you ain't learned your own history. You have the habit of making the same sort of decisions in the same sort of predicaments, and the situation keeps coming up over and over again. And instead of looking at your track record, you go with what you feel at the moment, which has gotten you in trouble previous times, and you find yourself back in the same predicament and can't figure out why you're doing it. So stop spinning your wheels. Take a, you know, an introspection, a reflection about your decision making, what guides you to make these decisions, and really evaluate what it is that you want out of this situation. Because if not, if you don't learn from this lesson, you're going to keep getting put in it over and over and over again. Until you are so uncomfortable by the universe that it makes you make the decision to step out. Right?
Welcome back, Stride Low Cash. We are back.
Yep.
Back in the building, man.
Yeah.
It's cold as hell here in St.
Louis. It is cold as hell here in St. Louis.
Dude. Man, it's just super, super cold. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting us. We're getting a lot of more of our emails, a lot of more people just hitting us up like we that people listening to Young QC episode is the most popular episode we've ever had on Stride Low Cash.
Straight up.
Like, by far.
Shout out to Young QC.
And he keeping us in the top 100 comedy podcasts on Stitcher, too.
Young QC, Young QC, we request that you give us your only interview.
I got his address, too. I found his address. The address you can send a mail to at jail.
Oh, for real?
You can send a mail.
We got to send him some mail, dog.
We got to send him some mail. I was thinking about that. We should send him some mail.
We got to bait him in. Like, man, I understand how you can kill him, man. My mom may be mad sometimes, too. And
my mama make me mad sometimes,
nah,
too.
I'm just so at the point where I want to see, like, dude, he got to feel super stupid now. Yeah. Now, this is when it started to set in. Like, dude.
You've been here. And he got arrested on Christmas Eve, though.
He did.
At 11:15 p.m., I went to, like, the little, you know, the profile thing where it shows, like, when they were booked. No, I don't know when they actually were, but they booked him at 11:15 p.m. on Christmas Eve, on December 24th.
Straight up.
So he's probably getting ready for Christmas and shit, though. Like,
he probably told a couple chicks, you know, I got you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to come through. I'm coming over on Christmas and everything. You know, have a nigga, you know. I'm going to booty pop a little bit later on at the club.
Hey, dog, I told y'all, man, I showed my cousin that video of him, that little stomach roll.
Yeah.
Man, she was, but, like, his second video on his page, man. I'm talking about, it's so soft. Like, the stomach roll. Matter of fact, I got to go to it, man. Dog, when the stomach roll killed me, man. It killed me. It killed her, too. She was dying. She said, they're going to have fun with him. Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Shout out to everybody. Shooting us emails at straightoilc@gmail.com. Keep on giving us reviews on iTunes as well. And let us know, like, if you're international. I found out international iTunes, people been giving us reviews, but I got to switch over to different countries on iTunes. For some reason, they don't aggregate them all in one place.
Oh, wow.
So, like,
okay.
If somebody gives us one from France, I ain't even know. So somebody emailed us and was like, dang, I gave y'all a review. Why y'all ain't read it?
Oh.
And I didn't even know those, so now I got to go through all the countries and try to figure out what country they're from, because I responded back. I don't know what country they're in, though.
Damn.
So if as soon as you give us a review, please, can you just email us, let us know what country you in and everything, and then we'll read your review. So iTunes, Stitcher reviews, shout out to everybody keeping us in that top 100 on a comedy podcast on Stitcher, man. That's a big, big, big thing for us. Shout out to our sponsor, tweakedaudio.com. Go ahead and get your headphones there, 33% off. Put in that code, SOLC, get 33% off your headphones and free shipping with that as well. they killed me with them doing that? Yeah. We don't talk about that, though, too, though. So let's go to the email. Lando Cal's coming back. We got like a couple emails. People want to know Lando Cal's coming back.
All right.
So Lando Cal's coming back. Me and Ted are actually now pitching to try to become part of the St. Louis Film Critic Association.
Yes, sir.
Where we can get free stuff, though. That's all, I mean. So Hey, we just gonna try to get free stuff and go see some movies, though, real talk. Don't let them know.
Hey, it's all about free movies.
Right, it's all about the free movies, really. But we're gonna have to really start writing posts and shit, though. Stuff, though, for them to really take it serious.
This was nice.
Right. or just let Rim do it. Trash.
Tyler Perry did an awesome job in Martin Luther King remake.
Feature
Terrence Howard.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid for that Martin Luther King remake with Madea.
Madea sees Dr. King. Madea marches.
Madea marches.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's check the email mailbag. This is someone that listened to the Best Of Show with Murphy Lee and Tony King. So in the spirit of deported runaway chicks, remember we talked about that with
Cat Stacks.
With Murphy Lee. Remember the chick that got deported and she gave the wrong name because she was a runaway and they found out she was getting deported.
Yeah,
supposed to be deported.
Yep.
And it deported her. Remember the Columbia?
Yeah.
We talked about that with Murph.
They deported her on accident or something like that.
Yeah, but she gave somebody else's name. Remember? Yeah. And they was like, "Oh no, you ain't supposed to be here," and deported her. And she got pregnant and came back. Remember, Murph was like, they think she got sold into sex slavery. Remember, that's what Murph said?
Yeah, I remember.
But they said, so in the spirit of deported runaway chicks being sold, check out what we doing in D.C. That's from Jarvis Hagwood.
Appreciate the article, Jarvis.
It says, a D.C. officer been investigated since 2001. I guess this dude has been sending people, teenage girls, overseas and everything in D.C. Alleging that Barnes was operating a prostitution ring.
Damn.
Williams said the caller told police that Barner used Craigslist to find women to work for him, that he would share with quotes, the money from the clients with the escorts. The caller also told officers that Barnhill smoked marijuana. Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Not a good cop.
Yeah, not at all, though. In addition to marijuana, Barnhill's apartment, police officers also found boxes containing more than 100 condoms, the number of condoms you would see in a brothel, he said. So basically, he got a whole house running out of his crib in D.C., and he's a police officer. Yeah, he's a veteran police officer, they say, as well, though. In Southeast, he had a Southeast apartment, though. So, hey, man, shout out to them, man, out there in D.C. pimping. what was the dude, though? Remember the dude in jail that was pimping the actual security, the parole officer girls, the correction officer girls, and he got one of them pregnant. He was in Baltimore.
I don't think he was pimping them. I thought he was smashing them.
He was smashing them. That's what he was, though, yeah. And even though he was pimping them out to some of the other inmates, too, or something like that, though. Next email comes from, next email comes from Brandon Jackson. Hold on. They watching the Young QC chest roll thing. And on the messed up part, he got a homeboy in the background, like, co-signing it, though.
Hey, dog, that was the softest move ever.
And his boy, like, introducing
him.
Look
how he walked up.
Wow.
The dude that belly roll. If anybody can, y'all go to Young QC on Instagram and just see this belly roll.
Hey, man. That's the gayest part.
His boy introduced him, though. The gayest part is that his boy introduced him.
Check out my man QC Earthworm Jim roll.
Earthworm
Jim. All right, let's get back into emails. This one's from my man Brandon Jackson. He says, "Laugh my ass off. That entry in the raw, I be nutting is fucking gold. Motherfucking gold. I know y'all gave it the rarely seen unprecedented triple hell no rating, but I kind of enjoyed it. Well, not really, but that hook had me cooking. Secondly, I usually side with Javon, even with the Chuck Norris fiasco. But y'all tripping. If I'm Malcolm Moore, ain't no way in 15 hells I'm walking on stage and saying this belongs to Kendrick more than me.
15 hells.
He worked his ass off and the voters chose him. He should accept it and be grateful. K-Dot can just join the Hall of Greats and never won a Grammy. Marley, Run DMC, Pac, etc. Ad nauseam that too. Lastly, and sorry if this is too long, but the story about the cook stealing $500 a day is some bullshit. I'm from and live in Atlanta. North Springs High is in Sandy Springs, which is basically a well-to-do suburb area. No way she was able to run that operation for damn near 20 years and just now getting caught. That teacher dimed her out because she didn't get her cut out of the lick and was mad. I'm glad she was fired. Appreciate the consistent excellence, boys. Peace."
That's real.
Salute.
Remember that? Remember the lunch lady last week got said she had a million. Remember the other lady like, "Well, I've been knowing she's been doing it for a while." Remember the lady that dimed her out?
Right,
that's me saying
right.
That he thinks
she was in on the ring.
In on that ring.
Right, because why would you just not be saying something?
I mean, if it's a well-to-do suburb, somebody checking the books.
Yeah. All right, this next one is from Dante Simmons. "What up, fam? This is Kojak. I saw the recording of the show on YouTube and was shocked. DJ Remus is actually that close to y'all. I thought he was in a secluded booth like the dude on Deal or No Deal." Just looking down on y'all saying trash.
Trash. Garbage.
That's funny.
Juicy J needs to be submitted no more on Raw. No. Submit all that Nicki Minaj junk. And then he sent a picture of Deal No Deal. And then he put a thing above it, a meme above a rim. Trash over the top of it. That's super funny. I'm about to put that up on the
site. Yeah, put that up on the site. That's
I'm about to put that on the site.
People think that. They think like we in a real big room.
Yeah, and they think this is you though right here though. And then say the like, trash.
The accountant from Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, the accountant from Deal or No Deal.
Let's see what our accountant
is. Hey, look, we got to keep them believing that, man. Look, this studio. Nah, Brim do have a dope studio. Don't get it twisted, but. Yeah, I'm saying if y'all thinking we on like some morning show type, we got a whole. I mean, the shit nice.
No, right. Don't get it twisted. We nice.
We got some nice shit, but it ain't morning show. Not yet. But yeah. When we get to that point, you know, we going to get Ren one of them booths where he can really sit up in there with no lights on and just yell trash. What was that on there?
That was your comic cypher. He submitted your comic cypher you in. For Raw, no.
Straight up.
Dante Simmons did.
That's funny.
Shout out to Dante, though. I know he probably tripped off it was Javon, though, and then submitted.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even put nothing with it, though. He didn't even put, like, I submitted. He just sent the link.
Raw, no.
Yeah, we did that. We was in L.A.
Yeah, Javon, we want, I'm putting it on Raw, no, next week, though. We're going to put Javon, Javon Cypher on That's Raw, funny. No. Comedian Cypher. All right, next up, we got meeting up from Shea Baker. What up, guys? I sent y'all that Queen of Vagina video. That's going to be on Raw now, yo.
That shit. Oh, my God.
As a joke. But if you're actually going to play it, please promise me you'll play it up to 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And do not let Rim cut it off. This might be out my all-time favorite, Dick 'em Down, woo-woo.
Gotta dick 'em down, woo-woo.
Anyways, as always, love the show. Shout out to Shea Baker, though.
I was like, because when you said that, I was like, this can't be serious. Like, she's not an artist, for real.
No, she. Did you go to her page? She has millions of songs.
I didn't get a chance
but
to
But it's like, what, no, is it like no, JJ Icefish?
You don't watch him at all, though, until the Raw. No,
yeah,
so
I know.
You like the, no, she literally has a whole page.
So
of
she's like JJ Icefish of Zamunda.
Zamunda, yeah.
Damn.
But she did serious, I think, more, though. JJ Fish is, I mean, okay, before we go more serious, do y'all think JJ Fitz is like troll, like it's over, getting overdone now?
Dude, he has
I think
two,
he's dead serious.
He has two legitimate videos.
Nah, man.
Did y'all see that other video that
the new
dancing
one, the new one, where he dancing like in a little factory area or something like that?
The one with the female is the funniest.
Nah, the one with saying, dude, no dude, shirt on looking like D'Angelo.
Yeah, dude, okay, but at this point, like, I don't know why y'all don't see dude is troll, like, he trolling, but... He doing it like because he wants his attention. He know it's silly.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying? I'm saying he not doing it like I'm
like,
talented.
He's not, who's your boy? He not Sean Fury.
No, Sean Fury's serious. Now Sean Fury is dead serious.
I went to Sean Fury's page though, and he was mad going in on people like, so y'all don't believe I got talent and shit. Like I'm gonna go to his Facebook page, his Facebook fan page. He was going in mad at people.
Why?
Because I guess people was dissing him. Maybe he found us.
I
took it as a shot to us.
We got dimed out.
Keep being serious about your craft, if that's what you want to do.
Hold on, I'm more Sean. He was on his
thing.
He's mad, man. And then somebody's like, man, keep doing your thing. You know, people, of course, it's always somebody.
Yeah, for real, you got to keep doing your
thing. Master of mood music.
Mood music? I thought that was Joe Budden's.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess.
Okay, haters. Y'all inserts are runny because y'all stain like glass. I bet every time you smeek, it smells like ass.
That's
wait,
Sean one
on,
more time.
Jay.
Hey, read that again, Javon.
Haters, your insults are runny because they stain like glass. I bet every time you speak, it smells like ass. Ha ha, gotcha.
Oh, no, part two. Oh, for the shit. Haters, part two. That's what I said. Oh. My style is unorthodox. In this, you already know. You can say I imitate many, but you still can't stop my flow. In the things that I do. I pay homage to those who influence me, too. Okay. Now that you've been dissed, run and tell your crew. Sean Fury is coming, and there's nothing we can do. Stares and smiles while dumbass begin to sit down.
Hey, time out.
Come on, G.
That sounds like a Valentine.
Boo.
But not even that. Not even that. Why he gonna, look.
Oh, he got more.
Dude.
They say,
this might not be his real pay.
This is real pay.
Definitely this is real pay. He put videos up on here. Yeah. New videos.
They say sit your dumb ass down, but it won't push that face closer to the ground. I guess some people just don't love being crapped on.
Hey, no. Look. Time out. I know where that came from.
It's a
Vine video somebody put on Vine.
No.
And it had him... Biracial, and it showed him dancing and stuff. Biracial girl. And then it went right to a clip of Martin from the Martin episode. He said... Man, sit your dumb ass down.
I remember that.
I posted that too.
Hey, you did.
Oh, God. When he was in a movie theater? Dude. When he was mad at Tommy and he was in the movie theater?
Nah,
he was in an apartment.
Yeah, he was in an apartment.
Oh, he was in a crib, and he said, sit your dumb ass down.
Oh, it is so funny because the clip, the biracial, it's him doing a dare, and then immediately it cut to Martin. Man, sit your dumb ass down. And that's what he said. They say sit your dumb ass down, but won't that put that? Won't that put their faces closer to the ground? I guess some people just love to be crapped on.
Imagine he said we kissing his ass.
Okay, another. He said your insults are constipated. I think you should quit. You ain't said nothing that could be legit. You're just a duplicate trying to spit. Pause and flush his toilet. Down goes another one trying to ride my shit.
Damn, Sean Fury. Dude, this is all in the 30. If he has like millions of status.
Somebody must have pissed him off.
Dude, this nigga mad. Hold on, let's see.
Oh, fame and fortune's part of the game. Nigger is nowhere in my name. I've done nothing to bring you shame. Your ignorance and humanity is your blame. I support love, peace, equality, unity, and that's not lame. Treat me like a punk and I won't be tamed. If you don't know what to call me, try king, pharaoh, or son. Because when it comes to talking truth to power, I'm known as the furious one. Changing the game one by one. So let it be written. So let it be done.
With a lot of man, I'm going to tell you how
that
this.
That just sounds like a prophecy, nigga.
No, that sounds like some old Muhammad Ali quotes. Like he's trying to rhyme. Damn. Hey, somebody made Sean Fury mad, man, for real. Yeah, and I hope it ain't us. I hope it ain't us.
Javon, let everybody know about your show coming up.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be on Sunday. We had to move the date, man. It's not going to be on Saturday. It's going to be on Sunday, Sunday, February 16th.
That's my birthday, man.
The 16th?
Yeah, that's my birthday.
Oh, well, you should come out, man.
I was going to come regardless.
Yeah, all right, cool. Anyway, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it La Voce?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
8:30.
I will be there.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect because President's Day is the next day.
Mm-hmm. I'm off.
So am I.
Oh, you Daryl?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Working at grave shift.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get in these topics, man. Let's go into the George Zimmerman's charity fight, man. Is it canceled? Is it not going on?
I heard it's canceled.
Yeah. First of all, DMX fighting him.
Who put it up? Who put them up to this? That's what.
He's got a dude though that's running his shit though now. George Zimmerman does have.
He got like
dude
a publicist or like.
Yeah,
a, like
it's
a
some PR people. Mark? It's some people. It's some conspiracy shit involved because there's people involved behind him that trying to make money off of this. I think just as much as George Zimmerman is. It's got to be. You know what I'm saying? And as fucked up as it is, it's even fucked up that people even bit into this shit, though, and made it as big as it is. Because everybody should just... At first, I thought it was just funny, like, okay, George Zimmerman want to fight. But then when they was, like, really trying to book it for, like, March 19th or something, it was getting out of hand. And then, like, okay, y'all really want to try to do this?
Apparently, he's done it before. It's just crazy because it's like...
They had 15,000 email requests to fight George Zimmerman. And DMX got picked out all of them?
I don't think anybody else was, like, as far as, like, high worthy of, like,
See, because is this cause the same name. People that did them celebrity boxing matches back in the day, right?
Is it?
Yeah, when Ty Bridges beat the shit out of... Who was it Ty Bridges beat the shit out of?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, I'm about to Google that real quick. Ty Bridges beat the shit out of some other child star. He beat his ass. Like, I'm talking about, like...
Was it a dude with the red hair and a white dude?
Was it Danny Bonaducci?
Nah. Bonaducci, like...
It is. There it is. Celebrity. Was it?
It said Vanilla Ice.
It was Vanilla Ice, I think. And Ty Bridges beat the shit out of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, and Bonaducci
fought Barry Williams.
Yeah, Bonaducci whooped his ass, too.
Yeah, Bridges introduces Ty Mad Dog Bridges. Ice was introduced as bipolar. Meanwhile, Ice had Tank Abbott working his turn. Bridges was in control throughout nearly the fight, flooring Ice in rounds 1 and 2.
Man, he had Tank Abbott with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody ain't built like Tank.
But that's what I'm saying. I say this a bunch of rappers that I would have much rather seen George Zimmerman fight. I named, okay, of course, The Game, 50 Cent. I would like to see him fight 50 Cent. I think 50's gonna beat the shit out of George Zimmerman.
Hey, I don't know if DMX would have won that one.
I don't either. That's why I think they picked DMX. Now, the young DMX, I probably would have been like,
it's a possibility.
It is a possibility, but not this version.
Zimmerman's like trained in MMA and all sorts of shit.
And that's my thing. which flips it on me like, okay, if you up here wanting to fight somebody, I guarantee y'all would have seen, ain't no way no flimsy 17-year-old was going to outpower, outmatch this dude. Like, right, I don't care what George Zimmerman said for that trial. He got off good, but we ain't finna support this bitch. That's how I feel. Like, dude is a coward. All the lowest words that I could think of to say it, I can't even think of them all right now. But George Zimmerman is a bitch. I think if somebody going to fight him.
Let it be Trayvon Dett.
Trayvon Daddy will beat the fuck up. Have you seen
Trayvon Daddy? No, Trayvon Daddy's dad will kill him. That's why they won't do it.
Trayvon Daddy bigger than me. Like, yeah.
Let Trayvon's dad fight him. Now I'd pay pay-per-view for that.
Yeah, and if all the money go to Trayvon Daddy, no money go to George Zimmerman.
It's not enough security guards to stop that.
Because Trayvon Daddy, his daddy would kill him. I guarantee you would kill him.
Like, on television.
Or if I was smart, if I was Trayvon Dad, though, I'd let this fight go on and be sitting in the back waiting, though. And
like the old man on New Jack City.
Yep, and then snuff him.
I mean,
do it like wrestling. Don't hit him with a chair, though. You know, when he coming out to the ring.
I'm gonna say this about George Zimmerman. I have never wished death on anybody. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
But it's messed up that society, we letting this motherfucker get more than 15 minutes of fame for fucking killing somebody, man.
The fact that we're calling it fame, like this ain't like positive notoriety. Like he became a celebrity for killing an innocent victim. And like, yeah, let's see him again. Let's give him the attention that he's looking for. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Why don't we let George Zimmerman fight Trayvon Daddy is the whole thing. Let that happen.
Now, yeah, I'll pay to see that, but all the money got to go to Trayvon Daddy now. Mm-hmm. No, regardless of what the... But I know he'll fuck George Zimmerman up, but...
Zimmerman would never go for that.
No. But if I had to pick some rappers, though, another rapper I would pick, and he's from Florida, Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Let him fight George Zimmerman. If you're going to pick a
rapper... No, okay, remember that was... We've been... This is a Martin theme, though. Remember Martin fought Tommy Hearns?
Remember
the other dude was in there? And what if they had brought DMX in, but then they had Trayvon Dead touch him on the shoulder and he come
and
into
the
fight.
Out.
And then George Zimmerman is Trayvon's dad is the one he's actually going to fight.
Right.
Just like on Tommy Hearns, though. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm going to fight DMX. And then it's like, we have a change of guard. Looks like Trayvon's dad is here.
Here comes a new challenger.
Dude, yeah. If Trayvon Daddy can fight George Zimmerman. And we got a chance to pay for that, yes, I would.
But on the real, though, if I was Trayvon Dad, I wouldn't even do it, man.
Nah, hell no.
Nah, I wouldn't even do that
shit. Hell no, because they kind of making a mockery of the situation.
Yeah, they are, though. And it's fucked up that they doing that. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, on top of that, it reminds you, remember the movie The Running Man?
Yep.
That's how this shit's going to go, though. That's how it seems like our society's going to, something like that.
Come on, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, man. Remember when they supposed to be prisoners and everything, and they put them in all these high-profile fights and things like that to try to kill people and stuff like that? That's what this almost has the look of it as. The Running Man. Because you want to, I guess people want to have justice, so we're going to use this pay-per-view, make money off of people getting straight justice.
I mean, if they let that happen, yeah, like celebrity fights is different, but like Running Man was like a whole.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but this is a convicted killer though, so
he's
not convicted.
Like, that's the whole
point. Alleged. No, he did kill him. He just got off.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying. He's not. He wasn't indicted on anything. So like, it's not really the same. You know, with them, it's like ex-convict versus ex-convict. It's like one ex-convict can get away with. If you can get free of this big ass maze with all these different, you know, mega villains, then you free.
That'd be hilarious though to see though.
But I
fuck. You know what's fucked up though? I would want like seeing a Running Man though.
Hey
like,
man,
real life
it should be
man.
It should be nah, I ain't gonna say that. It should be George Zimmerman versus Kwame.
Young QC.
But see the thing is, if George Zimmerman kill him, we won't be mad.
Dude, nah. I'm gonna show y'all something though. Keep talking though. Y'all for the dad laugh.
They'd be like, George Zimmerman kills another young black male. Everybody's gonna be like, yeah.
We ain't that mad, but
yeah,
not for him.
We understand, George. We still don't like you.
Yeah, George Zimmerman, I promise you, dude, like, yeah. He definitely needs to kind of stay in hiding because he is definitely a ultra villain at this point. And he ain't nothing doing that but doing it to himself. Not to say we would ever let this die down and not, you know, trip off of this situation, but, man, this guy right here, like, he has no boundaries, man. Dude has no boundaries at all. Anytime you will actually even consider, and even DMX, I'm like, come on, man. X, I know you probably falling on hard times, but
it's a lot
please,
of crack.
Please don't take this, G. Please. Oh, man.
So I put that meme and put it on Young QC page.
Oh, man.
Real. Somebody put this meme and put it on the Young QC page.
See it, pick up the soap.
Booty warrior waiting.
With it, hey, in a
cigarette.
And the skull cap on in the shower.
No, but the whole thing with the George Zimmerman thing, fuck him, man. For real. Like, you let him and Young QC in Maze against each other, not fighting each other, but going through different shit, though, like The Running Man. What would it be called? What movie would that be called? Like, what if we had a movie with Young QC and George Zimmerman in The Running Man, like, where they had to go through all the little fighting, all the little people and stuff? How far did they make it? What would we call
Kermaine dying as soon as he get out the starting blocks.
Yeah. On the thing though, the little thing that send you down into this maze.
That nigga snapping his neck on the fall.
Right.
Oh, fragile ass nigga.
Now he gonna die because if he do make it past one villain, he gonna start belly rolling. That's a celebration dance.
That's his finisher.
You know, a celebration dance. He do a celebration dance, and right in the middle of him doing a dance, somebody will come and just snatch his whole spine out, like right in the middle of his dance.
And what George Zimmerman gonna just let it happen? You think?
I think George Zimmerman will make it nowhere. Nah, he'll hide. George Zimmerman will hide from everybody. He'll hide the whole damn.
The maze, the maze, and everything.
Yeah, he wouldn't even go to the end of the maze. He'd just hide at the beginning. Niggas would have to go find him. Like, come on, man. You gotta at least try to walk through.
He'd have a little tent and everything eating.
He wouldn't even be in no tent. He would actually be curled up. George Zimmerman is a coward. A coward, so he would hide.
Ooh, man, we'll keep it moving in our topics for today. Man, Paul George, man. Another dude caught up with another side chick, man.
Hey, man, let me see this side chick, though. Scroll down a little bit, Ram. Let me see what she look like.
She bad.
Oh, that's the baby bump?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn,
yeah,
she's showing that
chick, though, too. He got a chick he been with for like a long time.
Dude, you know who the chick is?
Who's the chick?
Doc Rivers' daughter.
Oh, Doc Rivers' daughter bad.
Yeah.
Oh, he keep a
that's
nice
who Paul stage. George's daughter, the Gail is?
Yeah, he cheated on her for this, with this chick.
But he keep a nice stable.
You know she probably finna leave him then, man. Doc Rivers, her daddy, like, she ain't tripping off of Paul George like that. Like,
nah, she like 21, 22.
Yeah, man.
She play volleyball, right?
Yeah, play volleyball.
But University of Florida, right?
Yeah,
her ex-boyfriend is the dude
play football.
Football, that's NFL. I forgot his name, though.
Yeah, she bad, though.
Yeah, I think she would end up leaving him, man. She is pretty bad. I know you're talking about Doc Rivers' daughter. Type in Doc Rivers' daughter.
Callie Rivers is her name. Her name is Callie Rivers.
Callie Rivers?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to check her out. But this chick did...
You got to find her in that damn... in that volleyball uniform. Sorry, Doc. I don't mean to be talking about your daughter.
Well, she bad.
Oh, yeah. That ain't my daughter.
Oh, there she go right here with Paul George right here. In one of them little Instagram picture type things.
That's oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That don't look like him.
That's his daughter?
Mm-hmm.
She cute?
Yeah.
She's definitely cute, G.
She better.
Yeah, she nice, man. She's a real pretty girl.
Oh, there she go right here. There she go, the little volleyball joint right there.
That's her playing volleyball.
Which one is she, to the far left?
Nah, that's her
right here.
Because she bad, too.
Two, yeah, whoever that is.
You sitting over here grading women. All right.
Yeah, but should this be a part of the game now?
Yeah, well, I read a statement from him, too. He said there's no confirmation. That, you know, he said, but if the kid is mine.
Did Paul George go to VCU? She won a VCU hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, but Paul, I read a statement Paul George just released. He said if it is his child, he's gonna take care of it, you know. And that I think that's real, you know, man up to what you did if you did the shit.
Oh, he went to Fresno State. Okay.
How old is Paul George?
23.
He pretty composed though.
Yeah,
he's pretty composed.
And he said he's gonna be in the slam dunk contest too, right?
Yeah.
The slam dunk contest it's got some pretty decent.
Hey, his salary $3.2 million, it's gonna go up after his next
his new contract coming up.
Oh yeah, well, I'm saying at least 10 mil.
Ain't no way they're gonna keep that team together because all of them getting paid like rookie wages, damn near like real low wages. That Pacers team.
Not really, just him and Lance Stevenson.
But ain't some other people getting some money on that squad?
Who's highly paid is Hibbert and West.
Hibbert and West are getting paid.
Yeah, West a veteran.
We can go to their roster. They'll show how much
Hibbert actually might be getting paid because how long Hibbert been in the league?
Hibbert been in the league maybe for 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so he still might be getting rookie money. But Granger's still on contract. Lance Stevenson's new.
Here go everybody contracts too. This is what I like about ESPN. They give everybody contracts next to the player. Yeah, ain't nobody getting paid on there for – well, Danny Granger's getting 14 mil.
That's what I said. It was Granger.
Hibbert's getting 14.
Right, and then the next –
George Hill's getting 8.
And what about Wes?
Wes only getting – oh, Wes getting 12. Damn. David Wes getting 12 mil?
I told you.
Is he worth 12 mil?
Yeah. He like the backbone of the team.
Look, Javon, is David Wes worth 12 mil?
Nah, he like a boozer type player to me.
But 12 mil?
Nah, if you look at his consistency, especially like last year, he was the only one that was maintaining. Paul George and him. Because think about it, you take him out the paint, and who you going to put in, Lewis Cola?
Lewis, now, you know what? Maybe the NBA the salaries are getting inflated, because Lewis Cola's making close to five mil right now.
But Lewis Cola was balling at one time. But you got to understand, these people are coming out like off a really top season. Like Lewis Cola, who was he with before? Houston?
Houston, yeah.
Yeah, he was the top.
Chris Copeland getting 3 mil.
Hey, see, how much y'all think Ben McLemore making?
He on Sacramento.
It was
he's on
rookie.
A rookie contract. He on a rookie contract. They can't make no more than 3.2.
But yeah, he probably making like 2.
2, because he was like a 7-8 pick. See, Cousins only making 4 mil, and he finna come out of his rookie contract too. Ben McLemore, he's making
2.8 mil, hey, that's good, G.
They whole squad ain't nobody making. Rudy Gay making 17 mil?
Wait a minute. Who's making 500 and something?
Nigga on the bench.
Ray McCollum.
Making $524,000. Dude, I would sit on any bench for that
much time. Dude, he ain't getting no PT, though. He chilling, though.
I wouldn't give a shit. Yeah, I'm saying. But he just can't ball out the same when they go out and shit like that. He really can't ball
they buying
like
Ferraris.
He's just buying drinks for 2 or 3 of his
Yeah, and then leave.
Got this for no, them niggas, I got Ferrari. Them niggas, I got this Kia.
What about David Lee? That's another St. Louis player. What about him?
He probably making like
he probably up there. He got to be up there.
Think about 11?
I say 15 or something.
You say 15
like
mil?
Like 12. I'll give him 12.
Let's check out David Lee from St. Louis.
13. Well,
damn.
13.9.
He the highest paid on 18. Yeah, he is.
No, Andrew Bogut is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Let me see.
He made 14 mil.
Oh, 14.
Yeah, that nigga hurt. Bam.
Damn.
Yeah, my fantasy league.
What about
you know, we need to make a thing of all the lowest paid players on all the NBA teams though and just be like, damn, I will beat him.
Yeah.
Like, go, we need to, and give them props.
Talking about every team.
And then go to the lowest paid player and be like, that's
who the lowest paid player
on the Golden State is Ogun Kuzmic.
He makes $490,000 for playing with. Go to the Bulls. Who's the lowest paid player?
We need to highlight these people that are the lowest paid players on these teams, though, and give them and shout them out.
$650,000.
DJ Augustine. Damn. No. Eric Murphy.
How much you make?
$490,000.
That got to be the minimum then, huh?
Yes, God. I think that's the minimum.
Shout out to Eric Murphy, man, for making $490,000.
Let's go to Lakers. Lakers.
The Lakers. It can't be.
The whole team making $400,000. Yeah.
Ryan Kelly. Shout out to Ryan Kelly.
Is Ryan Kelly making
490,000?
Ryan Kelly from Duke. Shout out to you.
Yeah, man, you made $490,000.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Damn right, man.
Well, what's crazy is this right here, though, for Kobe, $30 million. They ain't never going to be good. Look at everybody else.
Hey, whoop.
You know what? Kobe didn't give a fuck when he signed that contract.
I wouldn't have gave a fuck either.
He ain't getting no more rings.
If they would have gotten Phil Jackson there and actually tried to create a new team, a good team, I could see Kobe taking a little less money. But with them, they're like, they don't care. Y'all don't get D'Antoni. Y'all talking about trading, like Gasol and stuff. Kobe know he in the last leg of his career. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to take his money. Yeah, give me all the money.
Who they talking about trading Gasol to?
The Suns, Phoenix Suns.
For fish heads and rice. They just want to give him away. You think I'm playing? They've been trying to trade this motherfucker for random shit just to get him off the books.
They have been.
Fish heads
and
rice.
And in Tony's system, like, it ain't benefiting Gasol.
And he made $19 million off the books.
And the Suns is balling right now, dude.
They just want to give away. They might even say, look here, man, dude, y'all got a scratchers.
The Suns are going to be a playoff contender if they get Gasol, dog.
They going to trade him for 20 scratch-offs. Trey Paul or something.
We don't get to trade that nigga for 5 plastic letter openers, nigga.
And a lime margarita.
Not a pack, not a whole pack, just one. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Raw and Nardo. And man, maybe we need to call this episode Shout Out to Everybody Making $490,000.
Call it Ode to the
Maybe
low.
We need to make a list.
Go, then we go call to the Bulls. Go to the
call
Bulls.
Call it Ode to the Low Man on the Totem Pole.
Ryan Murphy, dude.
Let's
do 4 more teams before we go to break.
Okay, that's
4
cool,
more players.
We're going to go to the Heat. Go
Miami
to the
Heat. Who do we need to shout out on the Miami Heat?
Shout out to the Low Man on the Totem Pole.
Damn, he's got a hell of a. They got an expensive ass roster. Shit.
Yeah, LeBron
James.
Old starters
and
shit.
Beasley.
Million.
It's 3 people tied. 3 people are tied for the $884,000. 3 people
Roger
tied.
Roger Mason, Greg Oden.
And Michael Beasley.
And Michael Beasley. And all of those are the newest people, too.
And what's crazy is, let's give it to Roger Mason because Michael Beasley and Greg Oden got them some big money before.
Uh-huh.
They just trying to play on the squad and try to win.
Right.
Let's go to Roger Mason Jr. Shout out to you because you really ain't go. You ain't made no money.
Nah, you ain't made this, not for real.
These two other cats had $1 million contracts.
Right.
You making $884,000.
I wonder if he made $1 million before when he was playing on the Spurs.
Who?
Roger Mason.
No,
he was a starting shooting guard for a second.
He ain't made that meal. He ain't made a meal.
Say, Roger.
What another?
He's
the person
who come in
with
2 minutes left in the
game.
2
more teams left. Who? What other teams we gonna look at? 2 more teams.
Oh, let me think of some good teams. Who got good teams right now?
Like you got
Knicks.
The Clippers,
go to the Knicks. We're gonna check the Knicks out. We're gonna
you got the Clippers or the Golden. Well, we already went to Golden.
Yeah, we're already gonna say the Knicks. $556,000 goes to Jeremy Tyler. Torre Murray.
Hey, he's clowning too.
$490,000
a year.
Torre Murray.
He probably got a
go to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Okay, C.
And he riding a bench getting money.
Ooh.
Dude, that's the best job ever. $740,000. Andre Roberson.
Nope.
22 years old. And it's the best thing about it, though, man. Wouldn't you be at practice on time and everything, no, Javon?
Man, I'd be at practice right now. Practice start on Monday.
I'd
be waiting there.
In a sleeping bag. And
then what fucked up part? I would go get Gatorade and everything for everybody. I had 12 different Gatorades. I got them.
Here you go, Durant. You want to park your car?
I got your favorite one.
I'll be parking the car here, Durant. I'll park your car for you.
You know you getting in?
Yeah. I've been here since yesterday. I've been stretching.
Stretch.
Damn, man, you in the gym early? Yeah, man, I don't even go home. I just save my money.
don't go home.
You make $17 million. I make
$480,000. Right. I sleep in the janitor's closet.
Yeah, man.
What was the last? Oh, the Clippers is the last team. Los Angeles Clippers.
Well, check out
who's
the
going, who's going to
Chris
get
Paul
it?
Got the highest. He got to have the highest on the team.
Yeah. Got 18 mil.
No, so who got
Chris name? Paul.
Mm-hmm. 18 Damn. Mil. It goes to...
Sasha Vujacic, but he on a 3-day, he on a 10-day contract.
$52,000 for 3 days.
He on a 10-day contract, ain't he?
Yeah, 10 days. It's a 10-day
contract. Yeah, he on a 10-day contract right now.
$52,000 for 10 days.
Damn.
Jamar.
That nigga paid $50,000 for a week's worth of work.
Shoot, I came Elijah want to get there for training them for a week.
Does?
They get paid, charging $50,000. Yeah.
A session?
Yeah.
What? Like, so if you get one session in for an hour or two, though, it's $50,000.
Nah, I'm going to say he do it. It's like a thing he do. Like, yeah, probably like a week or something like that.
But that's pretty dope, though. So Elijah making some paper outside.
Yeah,
well,
man.
I mean, outside
you talking about the most skilled center.
Ever.
Ever.
That is crazy. Yeah. $52,000?
For 10 days. Would you do that, Javon?
What? Come on, man. Hey, man, for real, knock this computer off your lap. With a $52,000 for 3 days. Yes.
10 days.
Yes, I absolutely. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
And you on the bench?
Dude, Turkaloon gets $473,000.
Now, this is one before, but this I saw somebody put it on Facebook. This would you pick cotton for $100 an hour?
We can't go there yet. We're about to go to break.
But that's one to put that in people's mind. Okay. $100 to pick cotton an hour.
We're going to come back to that after Raw now?
No, we're going to come back. We're going to do that before Raw now.
Okay.
We'll be back. If would you do $100 an hour for cotton?
Let me think
all
about
right.
that.
We'll be back. Straight out low
do
cash.
I get to do 80 out?
Saw an angel with a halo. and a fully loaded Mac 10 inside of his hand. Young black super saiyan demon killer with a crossbow that'll soon lead the world in a trance. Floating on a brainwave, living in the past. Warlord cheer for the villain that laughs with a brown skin girl from the city of the D. Devil in the flesh, but I wasn't deceased. I'm a way runner with a blade runner like Mario riding on Yoshi. Fly to the princess world on my shoulder. Never did I bring press on the first floor. All of my sins, Emmett Till, the Trayvon Martin. Black man guns, pick a man march. Shine like automatic light in the darkness. 16 shots, put him in the casket. God made man, did the man made magic. Young ghetto nigga with his mind on a mansion. Closed eyes, foes die reciting the anthem. Heart full of pain, stomach full of hunger. Look into the eyes of a motherfucking monster. Fuck this world, I was born unconscious. Strapped up, anybody love us? Said the villain never falls in love. Shotgun blast to the heart of my rivals. Set them on fire, then I put them in the line. Walking on water, standing in the fence on the dolphin. Anti-death, never rest in the coffin. Wilder than Nicaragua, like a pit bull cross. Spread it with a chupacabra. Face never move like a face on a dollar. Tell the pole never put the pin down. My speed proceed.
My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean. I'm feeling like I made it overnight. Never met a villain like me in her life. My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean.
Ain't no record like a bullet train record, cause a bullet train record go hard. Hard as a dead body, break 'em on the sub, lay it out. Everybody gotta stand on your guard. I was raised by a family of hunters. Give me free reign, I can do what I want. To the loose First Avenue with a revolution. That's that mine, I get a kid, retribution. So me calm down, that ain't how we do shit. People go overboard when you give them new shit. Gotta get your mind right, then start recruiting people you trust. Turn thought into a movement, see more liberty. Puffin' on pepperit, this our recipe on how to make history. If we stay busy in a city full of villainous cash, father to hit girls to kill enemies. Public comers and has-beens, they pay penalties. Brand new way to see their future through memories. Act now while supplies last at the time class. Meaning you can never get back in the time had. Whether good or bad in the phone booth, see the lights flash. Blame a time mark. Yard, my drag, I'm reaching a level that I won't ever so long. When dealing with destiny, you can never go wrong.
My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean. I'm feeling like I made it overnight. Never met a villain like me in her life. My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean. My money dirty, my hands clean.
My right hand's not the king of the city. I'm energetic, don't forget the women think I'm pretty. I'm the total pack. Name is Rockwell Knuckles, but I can take it back. Bobble and jack, and they act like I don't know how to act. On the road, like, wake up on somewhere we at. Wow. So improved attitude, I can deal with that. Broke them all when they made me, I can hear the crack. Beat Medusa, I ain't never looking back. I'm ready, I really mean it. Politicking like a diplomat. Traveling across the planet in a minute flat. Download, picking up, toes getting big enough to walk across the crowd above all. Such a big mirror. Frankenstein's monster, they brought torches. Neck bolted, home base to fortress. She rubbing my tattoos, saying my scars are gorgeous. Type of love make a soldier forget what war is. For being bombed, I couldn't afford Jordans. To me, clicking the button, banging on my mom's mortgage. The townsfolk wanna know what the noise is. Coming from over the hill, someone breathe it in real.
Boy, 7, German Shepherd, colorblind K9. The day that Michael Jordan was ankle broken by AI. Leonardo's wisdom with Donatello's genius. And Raphael's temper, Michelangelo's completeness. Twin seraphims from the sky that sent it to me. Tommy Machiavelli did them up, what's intended for me. And if God came back to this planet right now, these niggas probably grip that chopper and gun them down. I got devil horns sprouting out my motherfucking back. Set on my fire counting bullets on my prayer mat. Around the same time that Nelly sold 20 mil, I was in the trap, reading comic books and selling pills. If I lie, let I lie, take my breath right now. Lot of niggas had a shot, we the best right now. I'm bumping the Magna Carta, imitating the Carters, waning over both
just made me a soldier, but I'm harder. Niggas wanna drill me, I know that I ain't safe, so I had to bring a cemetery to the blank space. Sacrilegious till they put my body on a rosary. My career that's got a pistol on her ovary.
Look, I ain't got much voice left, you know what I'm saying? 3 in the morning, we out here to the show, but I'ma make the best of it. Look, look, yo, hey, yo. Southern Illinois needed something like me. For the longest amount of time, long lines, ain't it G? For shit, so they started hearing about this no-way click. And the type of entertainment we provide is live as the east side brick. And this ain't nothing, these rappers worry about rapping. I'm worried about business meetings and organizing my faction. I'm thinking about doing moves, getting money for action. You motherfuckers is acting for free, and it looks cheap, and bitches coming in packs. I'm barely getting my sleep, they all independent and strong. I rarely pray on the weak, ride around the same time. Stepping Rocky was killing it hype when I was 16 on the east. I was smoking regular ass weed, and I just took it here to after last week. For the first time, took a trip into the unknown and returned with a new mind. Realize if you've been down with me, you can try to stay forever. Since you've been exposed to this living, it's gonna be hard to start a new life. So shut the fuck up and bust it open, bitch. No voice call, but I got a license. Come to kill and shit, as long as I'm alive, it's gonna be worth the crime. Cause letting the bullshit live is really a waste of life. And I
Welcome back, Stradlocast. We are back. All right, so what y'all think? $100 an hour. Just picking cotton. What you got, Rim? Would you do it?
To $100?
An hour.
What kind of, is it like old school? Like you got to pick it with your hands? Slaves.
No. I'm just saying you out in the field, though. Now you ain't got chains on, but you out in the field.
You get gloves?
Nah, who owned it? Who owned the company?
I don't know. Just your regular company, whatever.
No, I don't think I can do it.
I don't think I can do it either, Rim.
I don't know.
I don't think I can do it either. It was just to be the principal, man.
Yeah, that's good money, but
you say $100 an hour?
Yeah. Javon, why you look like that?
Well, I mean,
too much job opening is open for you.
Do they have 401k and shit like that? Or, you know, $100 an hour, and that's all I got to do is pick cotton?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, do I got to work full-time, or can I do
full-time, 40 hours.
That's how I work, too, though.
Yeah, and the sun, the snow, whatever.
Man, long as, hey, look, long
I mean,
as,
how many breaks I get?
I'm gonna say, hey,
if you're doing the same thing slaves would do though. They, whatever breaks they got back in the day, that's what you get.
I'm gonna say this: cool. Y'all gotta have some white people out there with me. Like that's gonna y'all gotta have at least if it's a team of a 10.
It's $100 an hour.
At least I want to be the minority. I'm saying I want to be the
29 white people
and
you.
Yeah, that's how I want
to
be.
I don't want to be minority. What if they better than you?
Say what?
Is it what they better than you?
They picking cotton?
Yeah.
Be like, you made a mistake.
That's cool.
Like some Mexicans or something, though. You know, they might do you better.
Hey, that's fine. Look, but like I said, it got to be 9 white people. It can't be no Mexican, no. You got to be 9 white people on my team with me.
So you are the black person on the whole team?
I want to be the supervisor, but like I help out. Like a team lead.
So
I'll be
like
the team lead.
So you like the overseer kind
of
like?
Yeah, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to be.
$100 an hour.
You want to be the trainer?
Yeah, the trainer. Now I do that. See, that's why, you keep cutting your hand. You're grabbing it, you're grabbing it by the stalk. What you got to do is dip your hand, take your hand, dip it down on it, and snatch it up. Boom. See that? See how easy that is? Look at my fingers. No cuts. Do it. You do it.
$100 an hour, Teddy. Would you do it?
Yep. Yeah, you would. He'd think about that student loan.
So, did it have to be here in the United States?
I mean, there's no, just $100 an hour, wherever.
That's how you know we'll do it because we asking too many questions. Okay, wait a minute. Now if it okay,
$100 a lot of money, Doug.
Because the average is $4,000 a week.
Dude, that means you're making $16,000 a month.
Uh-huh. Damn, dog, that's what 160 over 10. Ooh,
is you six figures? You're in the top percentage of people in the world.
Yeah, that's $160,000. Well, a little more than that. Yeah,
what thing about it?
32. That's 200. That's $200,000. That's $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
think about this though. You do that, you open up your other business and just leave the cotton picking behind. I know that sounds silly. Leave the cotton picking behind.
That might actually might be a good idea. That might, you know, parlay it into something else. $100, I don't know. I still don't. I think
you'd be just the principal. I couldn't do it.
So talking about, so okay. So what if it's going like with Javon said? Like there's other people out there. Like it's not like it's a cotton field run like Google. So it's not like an overseer where you out there and like it's actually like it's in a warehouse, and it's like, you know, it's air conditioned. They got a water cooler.
Man, this part though. Okay, what if you had another section? It was $2.50 an hour, and they say pick that cotton, nigga. Every hour.
They can say that.
No, it's like a little mixed phone to be like, take that cotton, nigga.
It's just one time.
It's once every hour.
So it's set. It's automated. So I can expect to hear.
It's different people, different voices, though. It's not like a different voice.
So 2:15 is a white dude, and then...
Or maybe a white woman.
Or 3:15 is a white woman.
His actual video come up on the Jumbotron above y'all, and then say, pick that cotton, nigga. And then it cut off.
And so at like 4:15, then it could be like the house nigga that be running for
pick
the...
Pick that cotton, nigga.
So it'd be Samuel Jackson and Django.
Mm-hmm.
For 2:50 an hour?
$250.
Damn. Oh, no. $300 an hour is a white man on a horse with a whip.
He get to hit you.
No, he didn't get to hit you.
He don't hit you.
He's a supervisor,
but he's dressed up.
As an overseer.
But I'm saying I can quit, though.
How we get into slavery almost?
I don't know. I might have to adhere to the sticks and stones policy, man. Like, you know, you can call me a nigga, but if my paycheck would say otherwise.
As long as I go outside and it's paid for Benz, and my son them is in college. Dad, what you do? I mean, Dad, we live pretty good. What do you do? Can I go to take your son to work day? No,
I work hard so he ain't got to do.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a tough one.
That is tough. But I say $100 an hour, I do it. But you got to have some white people out there with me.
Okay, that's your stipulation. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going with hell no. But hey, we're going to the Raw Gnaw this week. First up, we got the one that, let's see, who was that emailed it to us? Shea Baker.
Before you play it though, is she dead serious though?
Yes, she's dead serious.
I can't.
Shea Baker.
She said
she wants to play it up to 2:15. She said,
no, start at 2:15.
Yeah, start at the 2:15.
She said, play up, make sure you play it up till 2:15. And do not let Rim cut it off.
Okay.
Man, we about to have 2 minutes and 50 seconds of this. Come on, Shay.
Oh, I am queen of vagina. Queen of vagina. Vagina. Penis. Promiscuous. I am queen of vagina. Queen of vagina. Vagina, penis, promiscuous. Come and have sex with my vagina, oh. Come and have sex with my vagina. My vagina is ready for your penis. Wet vagina, juicy vagina. Wet vagina, juicy vagina, oh. Come and have sex with my vagina, oh. Oh, vagina, oh. Vagina, yeah. Vagina, oh. I am queen of vagina, queen of vagina. Vagina, penis. I am queen of vagina, queen of vagina. Promiscuous. Come and have sex with my vagina, oh. Come and have sex with my vagina. My vagina is ready for your penis. Wet vagina, juicy vagina. Wet vagina, juicy vagina, oh. 2 + 2 is vagina and vagina. 2 + 2 is vagina and penis. I am queen of vagina. queen of vagina. Vagina.
That's the part you wanted to see. Oh.
Two plus two is vagina.
And penis.
Penis.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay, for... It's,
I don't even think we need to rate this
one. Yeah, we just gonna move on?
Yeah, I think
thank
we
you
need
for killing.
2 + 2 equal vagina. Juicy, juicy, juicy.
Ready, ready for your penis.
As she showed it, ready for your penis.
Wet, wet, wet.
Hey, she need to hook up with old boy. What's his name? The other dude, not Bangs.
You talking about the other African dude that was like, that Rim sent the one like,
see, he get pussy.
Fuck you, the fuck you in the ass.
I fuck you in your pussy.
We need to link
that
them
be
up.
A growing trend over there.
Hey, she's saying vagina. He's saying pussy. She be like, no, you call it vagina. Yes, I know, call it pussy. Hey,
next up, we have Young Lean. This song called Hurt. Shout out to Rob Boo for sending this in.
Oh, man. These graphics are dope.
Suicide year.
Time on this part of the year.
Woo. Sad boys.
Chief Keef got all these white boys and black dudes out here tripping, dog. Like, this is bullshit, man. I ain't gonna lie, the beat was cool. Like, if you did, I would have rather heard like Riff Raff on this shit. I'm saying I don't even like Riff Raff, but I think he could have did a better job. That shit, I ain't with it, man. I'll get it an all. This is Javon Bibbs. I give it an all.
Give it a non tip.
Yeah, I can agree. No for that.
Rim.
I give it a hell no.
15.
Can I take mine back and give it a hell no too?
Yeah,
okay, I'm gonna give it a hell no.
I'm gonna make it the trifecta. You said hell no too.
Yeah,
So we're gonna do the unprecedented quadruple hell no then.
Okay. Hell no.
15 hells no.
Right.
I didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
I don't either. I don't
vagina, either. Vagina.
Yeah. Pussy. All right.
Next up, we got this group out of the UK. Actually, they're called Diva Geek. They're an R&B group out of the UK called Diva Geek.
Okay.
Name songs He Said, She Said.
Don't wanna know about the he said, she said. I wanna make it alright.
All right, let's go with Rim first. He's our resident soulition.
I like it. I heard his stuff before. They're pretty dope.
Yeah, no, I've heard his stuff before. They album's pretty dope, too. They album's pretty dope. Diva Geek's album's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Raw on this one.
I'm going with a Raw myself. Ted?
Yep, Commando style, bro.
Raw?
I'm going to give it a Raw, too, man. I like
so
it.
So we gave a quadruple Raw and a quadruple Hell No on here.
Right.
Unprecedented.
Ha! Sway. Take all
a right, few. Next up, this one is from Reem. This one's Letter to Kanye. He's out of Chicago. He got something to say about Kanye, I guess.
Steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
This dude from Chicago.
Marley had a nigga lighting up all day. Lauryn Hill made a nigga feel some type of way. Mike Jack moonwalked as a late great. I'm from that MJ, Deuce Trey, fade away. Yay, made Jesus walks and ass, Jesus talks. I'm trying to grab a fat ass, that's that Henny talk. You get some change, niggas tell you that you lost it. Well, I don't give a fuck, I'm rolling with them bosses. Niggas take losses, just already forfeit. Got a main bitch, but my side bitch gorgeous. Riding in them Porsches, 560 horses. Niggas take losses, just already forfeit. Just bought a Rolex, it don't take no bullshit. And when it's hot out, we bring them whips out, no slaving. Yeah, we all chained up, the irony of changes. It keeps hope alive, but where I'm from, niggas trying to reach 25. I understand your grind. God takes time and knows that he blessed. That's why I say bye to all his hard stress. Half my niggas got less stand in projects. Kanye made a profit without Ye products. Niggas say he going crazy, I just say he knowledge. Then while I progress and as I process, I just light one in the air for all this nonsense. Yes.
So. All right, let's go with Javon first.
I'm gonna give it an or, man. I'm gonna give it a high or. It was close to Raw. I maybe need to hear more of the song, but I'm gonna give it a high or, man. I think it was a good song, but I just wanted to hear more of it.
High or? All right, Tent.
I agree. I feel like it was almost there. He had some stuff I really wanted to listen to or see where he was going with it. But yeah, so I'm gonna give it an or.
Rim.
Go with the or I like the track though. The beat was dope.
Yeah, the beat was dope.
I gave like Javon said, I gave it a real high or. It was dope though.
I gave it a real high or too. I couldn't give it a raw because I was trying to figure out where he was kind of going with the rhymes. Like I didn't know where he was. What he was.
I didn't know what he was gonna diss him.
I didn't know if he was kind of dissing. He was kind of propping. I couldn't tell like what direction of the song was going.
Yeah, that's why I think we all on the same page on that. That's why I gave him the high because I really didn't know what he was saying towards Kanye. Like you know, was he dissing him or I don't know. So that's why I need to hear more of it. But
all right. Next up, we got SD. He's actually from Chief Keef's crew. And if you've seen the Chief Keef, what is the one video, the one only one that everybody talking about, the one song don't like, he's next to Chief Keef with no shirt on.
Okay, Will.
And it's his new song called She Want Me.
Okay.
She want me.
I'm just tired of the auto
trash. .com.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Like, man, when did, like, how long is this auto-tune shit where people just, like, okay, I'm just gonna rap and just put auto-tune on my shit?
Only that, but dude, you sound like just like Chief Keef. Like, yeah, I can see one dude, if you're gonna be a crew, be like the ASAP crew, like all of them kind of rap different, you know? Or even like Black Hippie, all of them pretty much rap different. So.
We got one more from H Streets, too, though. Vimeo,
did we give it? What did we give it? What did y'all rate?
We giving it a hell no. We giving it a hell no. I'm assuming everybody's giving it a hell no. Right? You going with a hell no?
There's nothing to talk about.
Okay. H Streets, that Vimeo joint. This is the H Streets is gonna have to go down in the Hall of Fame. you saw the beginning of this.
Yeah. I've seen this.
You know, you've seen this.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
It gets worse, Jay.
Oh, it gets worse. We got to close the door for this one.
Yeah, Rabu posted on
Rabu
my page.
I had to delete
off my page.
You had to delete off your page.
I was like, my parents on Facebook.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, man. Come on, dog.
Hey, Streets got this girl butt ass naked.
Oh, he shows monkey too, dog.
Did he imagine her?
Nah,
but it's a lot of close ups.
Right here.
Oh, it gets closer than this.
Oh, yeah.
You get to see her vulva.
We're just gonna go to it. Let's go to it.
It's me and you. What you trying to do? No talking, just action.
It's
me and you, like the menu. What you want, girl? I'm here to please you. You can lay here, right next to me. Have no fear. How you want it, girl? From the front of the rear,
yep.
You can ride it. As a nigga stare all night, I never sigh. You're like good year, pulling on your hair on the bed to the chair. We don't care, cause tonight is ours.
Where the nigga from?
No space, Columbus,
baby,
Ohio.
I'm a star, so let's get it popping. Got the bed rocking, keep going. We ain't never stopping. Hey, it's me and you.
She got it.
What you trying to do?
Get the hell on.
I have no idea. I look back. Me and Rambo took one away. I pulled it close like that.
All right. Javon, all worried? What you got, man?
Hell no, dog.
So we don't put him in the Hall of Fame for this?
No, hell no. He can't. You got to do better than this, dog. This shit was pretty horrible.
It's a smut.
Yeah.
But it was even worse that was he was in the shower and everything.
That's,
most
that's
of the video.
Made it, that made it worse.
Him with the glistening body on
yeah.
the but the video. The,
yeah,
it,
man.
I don't know. Actually, this really ain't that bad. No.
Here
man.
We go.
Talking about the one dude that was actually smashing. Didn't we have one where the dude was actually smashing?
Yeah. We had a dude that was actually smashing.
Then they show him smashing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. But they were in like a shower and it
yeah.
was like kind of.
He wasn't even rapping it when he was fucking her. He was, and it wasn't even, remember, you know, like usually like you actually rapping your lyrics.
Okay. Make sure the door was closed.
You know how you rapping your lyrics normally, like in a video? Mm-hmm. Remember in that video, he was just fucking, it was just his lyrics was over
it
the
started
top.
Off,
just,
it started off with the clapping sound.
Dude.
Yeah, it started off with the clapping sound. But here's my take. Here's why I don't think that it's as bad as we trying to, or it's as bad. Because if you actually think about A Street's career and where we picked him up, it's always been like this. It's never. It started off with that chick, the naked chick, when he was talking about Promise of
Cheese. That was the first single.
That was the first single.
And she was naked in that.
So I think the reason why we feel like it's kind of weird for us is because he got better video quality. So now everything's being shot at HD. He doing like extreme close-ups. So we can see her herpes wart.
She
did look ugly.
It was kind of like bubble gum to be on the bottom of the tables in the restaurants.
She's like a balled up piece of meatloaf.
Dude.
A Streets, man. Keep
bringing the heat, A Streets.
It's me and you, girl.
Look, he's dead ass serious.
Like the menu. Get what I said, M-E-N-U.
Like the menu. God, I got to figure out how to get this dude on the show at some point.
What made you choose that snatch to put in the video?
We gave him a unanimous no.
We gave him a unanimous no. Not a hell no. I'm just going to give him a no. Because I do like the quality that he has come up on.
He's steady progressing.
Because
think about this. This track is actually better than all his other tracks. He got a legitimate girl singing.
Yes, he actually has a real, instead of him singing.
It's him singing right.
He's singing his
number. He found somebody that got a voice. Like literally, he's taking small steps to turning himself into,
a porn star.
Hey, I haven't really got
porn star.
Who you said what?
Porn star.
He's
better than
Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
He's better rapping than Brian Pumper.
Brian Pumper.
Yeah.
The yeah, you're right.
He's better than him. Shout out to H Streets though, man. You always take it. When I think about it, I'm like, man, H Streets ain't going no farther.
He's like, who is really good at pushing the envelope?
H Streets. Cause he had a scene that whole movie thing like, oh, so you gonna suck off the homie?
Right.
You ain't gonna suck me off too? And I had the girl simulating giving head to two people in the music video.
I don't know if she was simulating because she was underneath a cover and that nigga was just smiling. So it could have been.
Yeah,
happening.
But he had his homeboy too in his part and she was just going back and forth and they were standing there. Remember, like,
yeah,
there was a shot from the back of them and she was just bobbing from both ones. So that's mate. What can he come up with next?
It's gonna have to be legit. He's actually gonna show
him getting hit.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Yeah, he's got to. I want to be sitting at home like, damn, man. Hey, man.
I'm going to push the envelope. Hey, dude, let's do it. Hey. Tell Shanika we're going to do anal next time.
Let's show this dude. Let's do rape.
Do anal?
Let's do rape.
Ooh, that'd be horrible.
We're going to do a mandingo. I'm going to rap in front of a mandingo party.
Oh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a microphone top and just put it on my dick, and I'm going to have you rap into that.
Just me and you. Speaking to the mic.
Speaking to the mic.
All right, we're going to get back, get a couple more topics, and we'll be out here. Straddle low cash.
Bow.
Straddle
low cash. Supreme
Production. Crackstar the DJ. If you hear the voice I just said that in, that means he's important.
A wise man once said, he who sits on the stove surely shall rise. It's one of those days, man. You know what I'm talking about. I've got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't come near me.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't come near me.
Homesick for a place that I never been. Put it through a misfits, finna get it in. When I was a little kid, because there's some shit that I never will forget again. He said, no pills, no powers.
No pills, no powers.
No pills, no powers. You can do what you do when you start your own crew. Right now, your business hours. Yeah, really still don't pop. And I still don't snort. But I keep my mind in a crush cloud, chewing mushrooms as a last resort. While I give you ghetto reports, the other side still trying to win some race. Motherfucker, this a marathon. Light speed ain't shit to a nigga that's full in space. Come to the party, show our faces. Bullet train, army, foot plan nation. Hitting the road for some time to scene. And I sit this scene so godforsaken. Do what I will and I want what I say. I'm a referee, I do not play. Never unfair, I call a game proper. Wear my uniform, and think I work out for the lockup. Got some Padawans, all wanna be shotters. Time to play God, all I gotta do is holler. Tell them right from wrong and listen in the nodder. Knuckleheads grown, I ain't nobody bother. Smoking loud, combo getting cloudy. About time we air it out. She say I'm a head case, in that case let me see what
got
your head
about. Smoking, I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked, even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easy provoked, even though I love you dearly.
See, I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
I got a head full of smoke.
Stand in the middle of the
nerve like a halo choir. Blood drain army, Foot Clan Nation. Looking at the eye of a motherfucking ride. Looking at the lava to saliva that'll murder your rappers. Flying over the city like I'm a pterodactyl. Metaphor, metamorph, make a nigga bleed. Shine like bright, blind man see. This the D-Rough theory, God to the devil. A serial killer with an axe and a shovel. Better call the Pope, let him bless y'all. Cause me and Rockwell gon' test y'all. Bo Jackson with Wayne Gretzky. I take a nigga life like a jet ski. Can I see till I drown my kidneys? Angry and I'm feeling like Zangief. Mutiny in me for the young power. Every one of us smell like gunpowder. Gun is a modem, can't rewrite it. 16 women apiece and we bout it. Young black Shakespeare, Bible in my palm. Book of Revelation, the world pre-warned. We the old 350, niggas can't stop us. Imposters turn into Jim Hopper. Throwing money in the air like a bank robber. In the middle of the ocean and they can't stop us. Feeling like Martin meets Malcolm with you. We pee and we marching. Feeling like I'm on fire and these rappers don't compare. I'm on fire like your hair inside of an electric chair.
I got a head full of smoke and I ain't thinking clearly. And I am easily provoked even though I love you dearly.
And I got my hands on the Bible, baby, so don't condemn me. You see the safety is broken, baby, so don't condemn me.
Swish a sweet. You know, they call me that motherfucking Booth Smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, this shit just, I mean, you know, like I said, this shit ritual to me. I do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back. A Streets in the building. Okay, he's not.
he shouldn't be.
Definitely not.
Not on a Sunday.
This next section, I want to call it Drugs in All Forms and Fashions. First one, before that, Bad Boy Shutting Down. What y'all think about
that's not real.
Yeah, it's not real.
No, it said at the bottom of the article that it had been, the update was that it was bullshit.
Okay, but then, what do y'all think if Bad Boy did shut down, though? Y'all think it'd be all right?
I thought it was already shut down. Yeah. The Black Rob or somebody.
You said they ain't been doing shit anyway?
They ain't really had no, Bad Boy really ain't had no straight his hit. So, I mean, I ain't going to say that they haven't been relevant, but Puff Daddy is always relevant. But I say his record label.
When's the last time the label's been relevant?
Yeah.
Since what, Shine?
Shine, you think that's the last time? No,
I'm gonna say, I
mean, he had Day 26, Danny Kane and shit.
Dirty Money, he was a little.
Oh, I forgot Janelle Monae was signing them.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, they
Rick Montana's on there, you know that, right?
Yeah,
so they Bad Boy is fairly relevant still.
But Fresh Montana ain't came out with shit. Do you think he's ever gonna come out another album? I was thinking about that.
No, he got another single out. Yeah, I heard on radio yesterday. I forgot what it was called, though.
Oh, no, man.
I didn't pay that much.
We gotta get this dude out of rap.
Chris Montana?
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think everything runs its course, man. He's going to be here, and then, you know.
I was thinking about it the other day, though. How many one-hit wonders have we had the last 10 years? I would say it's at least triple than the 10 years previously.
Yeah.
Thanks to the internet and YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Like, back in the day, one-hit wonder, you'd be like, damn, like, you know, damn, Young MC. Whoop,
there it is.
Right.
You know.
But then, the one hit wonder then was like 5-6 million copies. Now, one hit wonder is 100,000 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Trinidad James.
Trinidad James is definitely.
Some people become one hit wonders and ain't even in 10, don't be in one hit wonder. Right. Shit out there.
Remember that song Party Like a Rockstar and shit?
Yeah. Party, they had a couple, though.
That was it.
That
Party
was
Like
it.
A Rockstar, that was their only biggest hit.
Laffy Taffy joint.
Laffy Taffy.
Party Like a Rockstar. What was the name of that boy?
I forgot.
Rocks in the Shop Boys. They was the Shop Boys.
They won another song that came out
Hell
after that?
Hell no. They was the Shop Boys. That was it. Party Like a Rockstar.
And that's when everybody was trying to get these rock star tattoos and wearing the jeans with the long chain.
With the spikes on the jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People was doing a whole... I saw a chick that got a rock star tattoo on her arm around the time. That was around the time Five Star Chick. Everybody was a Five Star Chick. So
and
I saw
also,
a lot of those
that?
Tattoos.
The other song, This Swag.
I got this swag.
They was one hit wonders too.
Mm-hmm. White Tees.
Them all dance songs.
Basically, if you got a dance song, 9 out of 10, you're going to be one hit wonder.
Yeah, because Flexing, them niggas.
Flexing.
Flex.
See?
I forgot.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
you got it already?
I know I'm getting old, man. I catch myself listening to... Dude, hey, look
Stanky Leg.
Stanky Leg.
Look what I had my
But no,
son.
Stanky Leg had a second single. Halle Berry was their second single.
How about the bus?
Nah, Halle
Berry, that was Hurricane Chris.
No, that was them featuring Hurricane Chris.
No, Halle Berry was Hurricane Chris. Before that.
What was a Stanky Leg?
Halle Berry. Halle Berry. That's her Hurricane Chris.
No, you talking about Booty Dude. Do the booty, do. Yep, do the booty.
GS Boys.
How about the bus open joint? Who is that?
Bus is wide open.
Ain't that the same nigga that did,
GS Boys net worth.
Oh, Booty Do is it. You're right.
A dime
yeah,
bag.
Booty Do. I thought them niggas that made Booty Me Down.
So hurt. Yeah, Booty Me. Hurricane Chris, though. He had two.
Yeah, hey, baby, ain't that one.
Hey, baby. Hey, y'all ever heard that version that J. Anthony Brown did? Hey, OJ.
No.
Hey, OJ. Hey, he was talking about OJ got locked back up. And he was like. let's see. Yeah, he got. Yeah, that was him. Yeah, 2009, he had that. She's Fine. It's called Halle Berry. She's Fine. It's just him, but my bad.
Yeah, nope. You got, what you say, Stanky Leg? You got the Booty Me Down cats. Yeah,
Hurricane Chris. I guess you could throw him in there. He only had two songs. You could have a two-hit wonder. That's what I'm saying. Nobody buying a Hurricane Chris album.
Not anymore.
Who ever bought a Hurricane Chris album?
Who, when ABBA came out, I'm sure somebody bought that shit.
Man, let's see how many he sold.
He had a fan
what?
Base. He had
a
fan base.
Oh, the single went platinum. That ABBA went platinum. The single did. Mm-hmm. The albums and I don't see nothing with them albums saying then like certifications on it.
No.
Just the singles.
Yeah, I think but people aren't really buying albums nowadays anyway. So unless you Eminem, Jay-Z.
5150 Ratchet. Remember because of Ratchet City.
I don't like Hurricane Chris. I don't like them beads in his hair. I think you know, when you got them beads in your hair.
Shit, he might have went well though. He was number two at one point on the top rap albums. He peaked at number two on top rap albums.
Yeah, but I think them bees held him back. If you can take them bees.
He sold 22,000 his first week.
You can't do too much.
26,000 his first week.
Can't do too much nothing with no bees on your head, on your hair.
Dude, people was giving this 3 out of 5 stars. XXL gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
y'all
Nicole,
lost all
right?
y'all.
You didn't even listen to it, man.
Seniority.
You gotta give it a chance.
I'd have heard A-Bay-Bay.
That's just one thing. You may switch it up.
I like J.F. Anthony Brown's version.
With them bees in your head, though, you can't really sneak up on nobody. You can't really, you walk around all day in your head sounding like, you remember how your auntie used to have them bees hanging up in the living room? You can't walk around all day with your head sounding like that.
All right.
Bag of Halloween
heroin
candy.
Heroin selling in the McDonald's drive-thru.
What happened?
They were selling heroin through the McDonald's drive-thru.
I think that's a good place to, is, you know,
in Pittsburgh.
Get fast food, a fast fix.
Now, I used to work in McDonald's drive through.
Okay.
When I was in Chicago for the summer, me and my cousin Justin, we worked at McDonald's.
Okay.
And then I was actually one of the smarter dudes there though, so they let me. I got promoted pretty fast, mm-hmm. like in 2 weeks, like
straight up.
I got promoted in 2 weeks to the drive through.
Damn.
So they had me on the drive through. And I was cool with some people from the area because all my family is in that area, so and the family and friends, stuff like that. So I came up with my own thing called the Players' Meal. And the Players' Meal was basically, I'm going to show how old I am, 2 Arch Deluxes.
Wow.
2 medium fries and a Coke for $5.
Are you damn?
And then $5, where did $5 go?
Straight to your pocket.
Straight into my left pocket. And I got fired from McDonald's for the Players' Meal. Somebody dined me out. I don't know who to this day, though, who dined me out. I think somebody came through the drive-thru, though, ordering a player's meal.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, hey, let me get that player's meal, 2 player's meals.
So how did they know?
No, I came back to work, though, and he's like, so what's up with the player's meal?
Wow.
And I was like, what you mean? It's players that eat meals. And he was like, no, you know me talking about the player's meal. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, y'all, I guess I'm fired then, huh? It's like, yeah, no, we want to talk. I just walked right back out.
Yeah, I would have left.
So, I mean. Because
you don't want to get caught for stealing.
Yeah. So, I walked right back out, though, and just walked home.
Yeah. Was like, that was a good deal.
This before they really prosecuting people and stuff, though. They just
fired. Yeah,
to fire.
Escape.
So, that's technically the only job I've ever been fired from in my life, was that.
So, do you put that on your resume?
No, I don't put that on my resume. But yeah. But this, they take it to the next level, though.
Okay.
They were selling heroin. Cause they put in a 4-year-old Happy Meal accident.
Oh
wow!
Oh, no, no. It was a last year. It was a four-year-old. Okay. Burger King, you did it, though. Somebody did it in Burger King. Last year, a four-year-old found a marijuana pipe in a Burger King's Happy Meal. This time, though, it was two people were selling, and two undercover narcotics operators found them selling at the drive-thru in Pittsburgh's McDonald's.
Well, they were just randomly ordering?
Yeah, I guess so. Said the undercover cops did just that and paid $82 for their Happy Meal. For any aspiring techs out there, a Happy Meal costs approximately $2. So that is what people in the business call a clue. The second clue that Shantia was dealing was the cops that she received a Happy Meal containing 10 bags of heroin. So they was putting them in the Happy Meals. Hey, can I get a Happy Meal?
Happy.
Emphasis on happy.
Can I have an excited meal?
Yeah.
It says, then somebody says, it surprised the hell out of me, Hacky Everett told CNN in an interview. If you're wondering who Hacky Everett is, CNN hopefully labels him in McDonald's customer.
Hey, read it. It says, after being arrested, police found another brick of heroin in her purse marked with the stamp, night, night, nigga.
ABC, over the LA Times also put this, the second time this year where McDonald's employee in Pennsylvania is accused of dealing heroin.
Dude, they're going to give her extra time for this stamp. So it said night,
Shantia has been charged with two counts of possession, heroin and marijuana, one count of criminal use of cell phone, and one count of prohibitive acts of delivery, and one count of possession with an intent to deliver. Wow. That's crazy. But, I mean, my player's meal was pretty good, though. And I knew I've been trying to find out for years who's dying me out. Every time I go back to my family, I ask people, like, yeah, man, so, you know, y'all ever found out? I was 15 at the time. I've been trying to find out for X amount of years.
Daryl, I don't know who told them about the player's meal.
That's how I'm assuming.
How did people know to ask for the player's
meal? Oh, man.
Or did you offer it?
And she look bad. She look embarrassed.
She look embarrassed, though, too. Hey, let's click the play, Brent. Let's hear the story.
Okay, Johnny, fill in the blank.
Okay, 15 minutes could save you blank
on car insurance.
Hey, trying to get everybody trying to get commercials.
Wrong! Oh, Steve, Rick, go to work.
Oh, not again.
Y'all know, we have the Geico commercials before. 15%
or more.
Geico need to sponsor us.
A McDonald's Happy Meal costs no more than $2.99. Unless you bought it at the McDonald's in East Liberty near Bakery Square and gave the special code word to this woman, Shantia Dennis. Were you selling heroin in those Happy Meals?
No, I wasn't.
Dennis denies it, but police say she sold Happy Meals like this one for $82. $2 for the toy and $80 for the heroin inside.
Surprises the hell out of me that you can come to McDonald's, get a Happy Meal.
He probably got some fries first
and a bag of dope, man. Come on.
Investigators say anyone who wanted to buy the drugs simply pulled up to the drive-thru, ordered a Happy Meal, and then said, I'd like to order a toy. Police say you had to ask for a boy's one.
It's sad. You know, it's supposed to be a fast food restaurant, but you got fast food and dough. Wow, what a gift.
It's possible that this could have been given to somebody else with a child in the car who legitimately was buying a Happy Meal. And then it would be very dangerous for a child to get this heroin.
Damn.
Yeah, well, they would have to pay for it first.
Yeah, when somebody comes to the end of the
$82. Fuck no.
That's the only thing that's kind of messed up about that. That was like, you would get to the window and be like, yeah, that'll be $82. Like, for an extra toy?
Nah, she probably be like, I don't know. Yeah, how do you tell somebody that? Like, without the people around you knowing what you're doing, that'd be $82. Like, damn, what are they ordering?
Nah,
somebody would be sitting there like, damn, they ordered a lot.
I think they would give $82. You know what I'm saying?
But it's her being there with all them bags, now she'd be counting her money up, looking like, hold up. This only $7.
Nah, right, well, then you know not to give him the heroin.
Or what is she? Nah, but right. So what I'm
so
saying.
So if they pull up and they say, yeah, I like to order a toy, and if she working the register, she asks for the money first. If she sees that it's only $2,
what she saying? Can I have the money, or what does she say the price, like it'll be two.
So like you ordered the extra toy or whatever, blah blah blah. Yeah. She might say, I don't know. Maybe she said $82 under her breath or some shit. Because the $2 is on there, saying, so you can put $2 in the
cash. I wanted this to pop up on that screen though, like on the screen you read though, like.
Damn man, what kind of meal that I'm selling over here?
No, I'm talking about the one where you read back to yourself in the drive-through, like
ten
bags.
No, ma'am, you can take some of the toys back off.
She probably said $2, and if it didn't have the $80 with it, then she wouldn't give him the heroin. Because it's two. It cost $2, so the 82 was for her to put $2 in the cash and keep the 80 for herself.
I do it because she be though.
Yeah, that's you doing.
McDonald's has cameras, so the money. When anytime they see you put money in your pocket on camera, it's gonna look bad. Like, why is she taking money? I know they paid for this meal. Why is she taking money and putting it in her pocket on camera? You know,
that's crazy.
She's stupid. That's why she had her head all down and shit.
She's like, no, I was not selling heroin.
Yes, you were.
All right. Next up, we got Philip Hoffman's death, man.
Man, that's sad, dude.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's death. It's sad, but even sadder is the fact that they actually going to try to find the actual real drug dealers that did it. I've never heard this ever in history of somebody overdosing. Like, we're going to find the people that actually settled the drugs he OD'd on. They didn't do that to Rick James. They ain't find the dudes that gave him the extra crack that he
killed. They ain't find out who killed Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, Javon, that's from and Biggie.
Right. Y'all ain't find out who killed either one of them. But y'all gonna look for some drug dealers.
Jam Master J.
Nobody knows.
But y'all wanna go find the dudes that sold him drugs from the OD.
That he bought.
They got him on camera though. Keep in mind for everybody out there, they are not black people though. So it's all we cool. These are one dude's named Vladimir or some shit. So that was all that's. Never met a black person named
Vladimir. No, I'm black, but we do try to get hip sometime. I'm gonna name him Vladimir.
You Jones. Think so? You think Vladimir Jones?
Russian and American, yeah. African American.
I mean, I did fuck with that one dude though at the hotel that one time.
His name was Vlad.
Dude, so you telling me they actually went and found a drug dealer that
sold them? They found four people that arrested four people in connection with this selling them drugs.
How you gonna arrest? Like, what if I say I didn't sell it to him?
They got him on camera though, like getting sold, like buying it because like he met them at the ATM or something like that, and he turned around and gave him the money. Type thing. So it was on like the ATM camera type thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. They like, fuck, man.
Told you not to meet that nigga at the U.S. Bank.
That's stupid.
And then they saw him like taking a whole bunch of the drugs or something on going to his apartment. They had cameras like, and that was the thing that was weird though. They had cameras like everywhere at these different points. Hey, him doing this shit.
Le Duval said, that's fucked up. He said, dude died just like Chris Tucker died in Dead Presidents.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
With the needle in his arm though, and with draws on.
He had the draws on.
He just had draws on. That's all he had on was draws and the needle in him. And he had been off drugs for 20 years too.
Had been off drugs.
He had been off drugs for 20 years.
Really? So he played in Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
What
a whole
else?
Bunch of stuff, man.
Pirate Radio. He was in something about Polly. No, Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
Let it rain. He's been in some good stuff. He was in Mission Impossible.
Right, he was in Mission Impossible.
He was also in.
He played a villain, right?
He played a villain.
Yeah. He was the one that killed.
He was in The Getaway.
He killed Tom Cruise.
He was in Twister.
Tom Cruise had to kill him at the end, right?
Yeah.
I remember
he was in
that.
Twister.
Oh, I forgot. He was in Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Yep.
The Big Lebowski.
Yep. Patch Adams.
Patch Adams. Magnolia.
Pause.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Talented Mr. Ripley. Yep.
Almost
Red
Famous.
Dragon.
I forgot about that.
Red Dragon, yep. 25th Hour.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love. That was what it was, right?
How High?
How High?
He was in High High?
Oh, I forgot. No. He was in The Savages, too.
The Savages, yep.
I didn't see The Savages.
That shit was crazy.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Doubt.
Moneyball.
This shit was funny, too.
The Invention of Lying.
Yeah, with Richie Gervais.
I haven't seen that one. God's Pocket.
The Ides of March. I forgot he was in that, too. He was in a lot of bangers.
Yeah, and he's not going to be in these Hunger Games, though, so somebody's going to get paid.
I don't know how they're going to write him out.
Somebody's going to get paid.
That'd be the hardest part. Like, actors like him and, like, Paul Walker, like, they had a huge part of a movie.
Yeah.
How do you write them out of a movie?
Well, Paul Walker finna die in the next Fast and the Furious. You probably know that.
No, nah, they said that they're going to write it. They're going to have him retire or something like that.
Oh, so they're not going to... So I guess they want to kind of honor him by not actually having him die in the actual movie. Though.
Right.
That sucks, though, because they already did filming and shit, though. So they got to re-go back and do
dude,
all that.
They was halfway done with it, with the movie.
Did we talk about before, though, how they was talking about having Denzel in there? And Denzel in the Fast and the Furious, the new one?
No, we went
did
over.
We talk about that on Lando Cal, or did we talk about on this?
We talked about that. No, we talked about on this. They looked at him and wanted to
be
the
Alonzo.
Part.
They're going
to
have Alonzo. Him play like the Alonzo part, be the villain in the last one coming up. Next
straight
one
up.
Coming up.
Oh, from Training Day, though.
Yeah.
But how would they bring him back from Training Day? Because he got killed in there, right?
Well, they assume you got killed, remember? Because remember, he just got shot up. The Russian shot up the car. You never saw his body come out. Now, did you see his body?
Yeah,
come
body
out?
Came out.
His body did. Out,
yeah, they shot him up. Remember, he
right,
came out.
They
he
shot
was,
him up.
Did he
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
They shot him up.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Y'all gonna do this to me?
You know what? They got all kind of stuff though. They wait. I mean,
he was cryogenically frozen.
Right. Or maybe not actually that character, but someone like an Alonzo kind of type of character.
Well, but the villain they got for this one is kind of
yeah. Philip Statham, Jason Statham, though.
That's like
yeah.
that's like the perfect
villain.
Yeah,
perfect villain.
Not to. I don't know if we're still talking about what you call Hoffman.
Yeah.
But did y'all see the clip for the new Transformers movie?
Mm-hmm. I saw it. I need to rewatch it again. When he was at the Super Bowl party, I saw it.
It was unexpected, dog.
I didn't get the Dinobots on it, ain't it?
Yeah,
Dinobots.
That's what they suspecting. Did you see that they did a breakdown of the trailer? Like, they were showing bits and pieces of, I want to say it was on crack.com, of, like, Optimus' new suit. It is Galvatron.
I told you, I said it was going to be Galvatron.
What?
It's Galvatron coming back. Galvatron.
Yeah, which is Megatron when he
came back. Yeah, it's when who was in
Scar? It was like a couple of different people.
Who was the one that made the change though? Who changed?
Unicron did.
Unicron.
So the Unicron is in this too then.
I don't know. They talk about it. I mean, he would have to be if he gets unless they change.
Okay,
how.
So Megatron is coming back as
Galvatron.
A giant gun.
A gun. Yeah.
No, he's a giant gun as Megatron in the original stuff.
But they're changing it. They're changing it. They're making him a giant gun in this one.
Oh, so they redid the opposite way.
Yeah, the opposite way. Yep.
Okay.
And then they got, I forgot, there was a couple things.
Did they bring Starscream back and all that?
They didn't show, it just broke down the trailer.
Starscream flew off in the other, he didn't actually die.
No, he got killed. He got killed by the Marines.
Yeah, in the fourth.
The third one.
The Marines?
The Marines killed him. Remember they shot him in the eye and pulled his eye out with the thing on and he couldn't see?
Oh, yeah. When they were at,
in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. That was the Dark of the Moon. Yeah, you're right.
Well, this just goes to the little nerd shit. But these are the people that's supposed to be. These are the supposed to be the Transformers in it.
Grimlock, that's a Dinobot.
Yeah,
is he the only one? That's what it looked like.
Bumblebee, he's still in there.
Of course.
Who's Hound? Hound.
It's a truck.
It's a truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crosshairs, Drift, Lockdown.
Lockdown, Decepticon. Dang. He transformed into a gray 2013 Lamborghini Aventador.
Damn.
Ooh. That's going to be cold, boy.
I don't even know what the fuck this is.
A Pagani Huayra. That's dope, though. Whatever it is.
It's a dope car, though. It's $1.3 million.
For the car?
Yeah.
Damn. You talking about you balling getting a Bugatti? Get one of these.
Yeah. They don't even know what you pulled up in the club with that.
What the fuck is that?
Right.
Pagani. You got a Pagani.
I'm saying, that's what I like. If I had that much money, I'm not going to get a Bugatti because everybody got one. I get something like that.
Like really research and try to find out what's like the dope part that nobody ain't got.
Yeah, get you a flying car.
This the budget for the $165 million?
That's the budget, yeah.
But they going to make way more than that.
The have been confirmed to appear in the film by producer Lorenzo Bonaventura. Ratchets and Leadfoot's vehicle modes have also been seen on set. Their inclusion in the film is yet to be mentioned or confirmed.
Well, I'm sure they done filming the movie then, right?
Yeah, they done. It comes out June 27th.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
We going to see RoboCop?
I think I'm going to see it, man.
I'm off
see
this
that.
Week, though, so maybe I will, man.
It came out or it comes out?
12th.
No, this Wednesday.
The 12th.
Yeah. Wednesday. Yeah. I'm always movie coming out on Wednesdays. Always bad.
I thought about that as soon because the original supposed to come out this Friday.
It's supposed to come out this past Friday.
What was?
It was Transformers. RoboCop was supposed to come out on the 7th.
Mm-hmm. I went to the sneak peek, the sneak preview of what is it? The new Kevin Hart.
How was that?
Yeah,
it was
I was
cool.
There.
It was a good.
Yeah, it was well written actually. It was it ended kind of weird, but
so it's my whole thing. I thought I was seeing like it was Think Like a Man 2, 1.5.
Nah, it wasn't
like that. Nah, man, it had humor, you know, and it was pretty dope, man.
It was well written, man. It wasn't like your typical black film at all.
Okay, well I need to check that out then. Definitely need to check that out.
Black all people right. Dealing with regular shit.
All right, this last topic, man. Floyd Mayweather was here in St. Louis for a party here. And this was no hate, no shade being thrown when I say this, but they gave him a proclamation to the city of St. Louis.
I mean, does somebody got to get signed? Does something have to get signed off for that shit? Like, do you have to ask the mayor? Like, because if Louis Reed is doing this shit.
Yeah, Louis Reed's the president of the Alderman.
So,
he can do that.
I mean, I'm saying, I understand it, but I'm saying to myself, like, he ran for mayor, what, last year?
Yeah, okay, let's read some of the, are you want to read some of the, responses to.
Like, most people agreed with it.
Most people agree with it?
Except for, like, it's like a couple of females that's like.
Ran for mayor last year.
And got spanked.
It got worked. But
got worked. I mean, me and you could have put a better campaign together than that.
Well, that's true. I mean, but what doesn't make sense is like, if that's the case, nigga, and you doing stupid shit like this, I'm not gonna vote for you. You try to do this. You try to rerun. This don't make no sense.
So what did he get? What did he get the proclamation to the city? What did he do?
So
they were saying that you don't have to actually do nothing in St. Louis. You just get honored for being like the best boxer. Cause they said Mike Tyson got one here.
Oh, he did? Okay.
And some other people. But I was like,
what the fuck does that got to do? I don't know. That just seems weird. So.
But that don't make it right just because Mike Tyson got one. You know?
Yeah. So, it's some other people they named too, but it was.
So we got Keller Charles was asking. She's like, I like Mayweather. Jessica asking, what has he done here in St. Louis to deserve this award? And she's like, I'm curious because we African Americans tend to glorify the wrong thing. Is because he dropped thousands in the VIP. I would like to know how many people on this picture benefit or direct or indirect from this club.
15 likes on it too, on her comment.
Right. Somebody says niggas might as well reward Zimmerman.
Damn.
How you reward a nigga that never did nothing for STL? I fuck with Floyd, but they reward him because he's the only nigga with that kind of money who actually went to a club in STL. And then Orlando Watson.
He's the point of promoters.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was honored for being the undefeated world champion. St. Louis is part of the world last time I checked. Mike Tyson was honored here in the early 90s. So was George Foreman and Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay, Black History Month. I get it.
Oh, somebody throwing shots.
I thought it would be pretty obvious why he was honored. People have to stop trying to find the negative in everything. Somebody said he's the face of boxing. Even gave a brother here a shot. Under his promotional company, Rock House and Liquid Assets, give back to more to club goers. St. Louis has a bad rep when it comes to being relevant outside of here. Being negative about everything is one reason why. Great job, Orlando. Keep doing your thing. If it was a prestige award for Black History, would they present it more televised rather than at a club? That's not being negative. That's just being real. The highest award. There are a plethora of individuals to honor in your own city that contribute. But Mayweather? So, Keller, first, we were at the pageant, which is not a club. It is a concert venue. Top 10 in the world, by the way. This was not televised because it was a last-minute surprise. He was brought here on my dime, not the city's. But just like they did with Tyson, we made the most out of him being here. Aside from that, Mayweather has invested money in several young entrepreneurs and young boxers in St. Louis. Again, though, he was
okay. That's a reason. That's a reason. That's clarifying a reason, though, right there. Okay.
Right. It says again, though, he was being honored for being the champion of the world, which includes St. Louis. And then Corey Black said, "I can't believe someone actually compared Mayweather to Zimmerman." He said, "I might have to meditate and pray about this."
Corey's a kafoo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a mix. If he's done a lot of stuff with, like, boxers and helping out young cats doing it, then I get it then.
Like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, that's different, though, but didn't say that.
I had never heard of the problem giving away. I heard a key to, I didn't know, it's like key the key city. To the city.
Yeah.
That's what
That's what it's like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's
like
still,
having a key to the city.
Yeah, but either way, you know, it's still kind of like,
it was real iffy.
Yeah, it's just real gray, you know. You know, it's real, real great.
Not saying, I mean, you know, people saying that it was given to Tyson, George Foreman. I mean, that don't make it right, you know, just because maybe it was convenient for them because they were stars.
Well, I mean.
Maybe the plateau when it was given, though, too. So that's why I think people are looking at it. It was kind of a party, you know, atmosphere. It wasn't like at a banquet thing or something.
It wasn't at a parade or nothing.
Or nothing like that where it was like the city.
I mean, if you think about it, if we're actually giving him a title because he's the best boxer in the world, why wouldn't he like be at a boxing gala? You know what I mean? Where other boxers there to understand what's really going on. But the nigga walk out of VIP, oh, yeah, by the way.
Here you go.
Here's a plan. Oh, shit. Who? I'll put this in my son's room. You know the kind of shit that he be on though. Hey, I'm gonna put this in my son's room.
Right. Put it, hey, y'all, put this on my jacket.
I'm gonna hang it up in my bus.
Yeah.
Hang it up in my bus. Oh shit! Somebody knocked it over. Oh well.
We get another one. How much? It don't matter. Thanks for it though.
It don't matter. Thanks for it.
Yeah, it's in St. Louis. I'll be back.
Actually, I won't. It's cold. But no, I think that was the concern.
I mean, I understand the intention. I just. Yeah, like you said, the delivery was questionable.
Hey, that's what is. What is, man? Well, man, Javon, let everybody know again once again where they can hit you up at.
Hey, man, you can find me on Twitter at JOVANBIBBS.
That's at Sunday, Javon, right? Sunday.
We rocking out Sunday,
February 16th.
My B day, Boche, Daryl B day. We rocking out. All the kids out there, man.
It's it's the way.
I'm finna tell them to come in here, man, and say something.
Ted, where can everybody hit you up at?
60SECMARATHON on Twitter and Theodore Simpson the Fourth on Facebook.
Has your dad got hit up by people accidentally? Oh snap! Wrong Ted.
Nah. All the Capoeirans.
Rim, where can everybody hit you up at? Or what you got going on coming up?
Nothing right now. You just follow me on Twitter, Instagram, DJ Reminis 10.
Rim, you got? Are you spinning that foreign exchange joint in June, right?
Nah, that's I want to say Needles.
Oh, Needles is doing that. Okay, that's gonna be a dope show. Yeah. I'll definitely be there for that. Keep hitting us up, everybody. You hit me up
on. Where's that gonna
be at? Plush.
Plush.
That's gonna be dope.
Like the end of June, like June 27th, something like that, right? Yeah. So everybody, keep hitting us up. Hit me up on Twitter at Dig Game on Twitter. You hit me. Hit us up on our fan page, Stroud Low Cash. Straight OLC on Twitter. Keeping us with the iTunes. Subscribe. Keep subscribing to us on iTunes, Stitcher. Give us reviews. All that good stuff. We appreciate everybody supporting us. We're going to keep it rocking. Keep moving to different things. Lando Cal coming back soon. I'm not even going to. Your show.
Oh, it's coming. We're going to say coming soon.
I'm tempted to go back and read that person's email. Said the five things that's going to come out before
Javon's show.
Well, we're going to read it, but we're going to read it at the beginning of next show.
We're going to read the beginning of next one. And then we'll be back next week with some dope guests, Straddle Cash.
Bye out.
See ya.